Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Good morning. Happy Sunday. It's a beautiful day. And it's great news. Maybe that's why it's a beautiful day. I'm joined by Melissa DeRosa, Robert Mojica, Jim Malatris, and Alexander Cochran, my Washington representative. Today is day 162. New York conducted 65,812 tests yesterday, and we had the lowest one-day positive rate since we started, 0.78. We are normally about one, a little below, a little over, but 0.7 is the lowest rate since we started. Congratulations, New Yorkers. Incredible. Really an incredible achievement by New Yorkers. Seven New Yorkers passed away yesterday. They're in our thoughts and prayers. 548 hospitalized, now 25, and 131 in ICU. That is the lowest number of people we've had in ICU units since this started. So that's also great news. Protect the progress. Local governments do the enforcement. I know I repeat myself, but I'll repeat myself until they hear me. State police and the state liquor authority are continuing to try to fill the vacuum left by local enforcement in some parts of the state. They issued 26 violations yesterday for bars and restaurants that were violating the rules. One in the Bronx, two in Brooklyn, five in Manhattan, 16 in Queens, two in Nassau. Come on, Queens. We need the NYPD to step up and help in New York City. And we need local governments across the board to also be doing their job. On schools, I announced the other day that by the viral infection rate, all school districts in the state can open, if and how is left to the local school districts. The point I made about the consultation with teachers and parents was not just a helpful hint that is required. I have some school districts that said, well, do we have to talk to the parents? Yes, you have to consult with the parents. That is a requirement that every school district must have at least three online, Zoom, however they want to do it, consultations, discussions with the parents, explaining the plans, and answering questions. The Big Five school districts have to do at least five by August 21, and they have to have a separate one just with the teachers. I don't get what people or school districts could be confused by. If the teachers do not agree to come back, it is extraordinarily difficult, if not impossible, to operate a school. If the parents don't agree to send their children back to school. I don't know how you have school without students. Even in this new COVID crisis creativity, you still need teachers and you still need students to operate a school. Best I know. And you're not going to get them back just because the school district says this is what we're going to do. I'm telling you that. I talk to the parents. I talk to the teachers. They have real issues and real concerns. And there has to be a dialogue and there has to be a discussion. These plans were not sent down from the heaven. They're constructed by the local school district. I applaud the local school districts for their activity and their work and their creativity. But they have to have the consultation with the parents and the teachers, and time is short. Several school districts have sent in plans. Several school districts have updated their plans. New York City sent in a second supplemental plan. The Department of Health is working over this weekend going through them. We'll have a status tomorrow. President Trump announced some executive orders. The executive orders will not be a substitute for legislation. Just by law, you're not going to be able to do what you have to do by executive order. Take it from someone who understands the power of executive orders and is often considered an executive order when you can't get legislation. He can't do it with an executive order. It's on shaky ground legally, but even to the extent that he's executed executive orders, they aren't going to meet the demand. The concept of saying to states, you pay 25% of the unemployment insurance, is just laughable. The whole issue here was getting states funding, state and local funding. You can't now say to states who have no funding, and you have to pay 25% of the unemployment insurance cost. I mean, it's just, there's no funding for schools that are now trying to reopen, and according to the White House, they want them to reopen. They need legislation. It's the only way to do it. If they don't get it passed, if the president's not willing to get it passed, then this is just an additional failure in a series of failures to handle with this COVID crisis. And my advice is when you are in a hole, stop digging. When you are in a hole, stop digging. It is good advice.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.